He's still in a hospital. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The accused gunman who shot up an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs injured when some in the club fought back.
I just kept wailing on him. And I told the kid in front of me, kick him in his head, keep kicking him in his head. I'm yelling 911, somebody call 911.
Rich Fierro was there celebrating a birthday. One of the five people killed was his daughter's boyfriend.
Police say along with the five people who were killed, 19 others were injured, all but two suffered gunshot wounds. 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich faces five counts of murder and five hate crime charges as this grieving community demands to know more about his background. Because last year, a 21-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich was arrested after his mother called in a bomb threat.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Colorado Springs. Aldrich was charged then but never prosecuted. Still no suspect in the murders of four University of Idaho students found stabbed to death in a home 9 days ago.
Police are asking for more help from the public, requesting anyone in an expanded area near the murder scene to search any cameras that might have video evidence. And Moscow police are doing what they call rumor control, saying none of the victims were gagged or bound, and the report of a nearby dog that was skinned is not related to this case.
Fox's Matt Finn. There's an update on what happened last week in L.A. when a car hit a group of law enforcement recruits out jogging, injuring 25 of them.
Nicholas Gutierrez, the driver, who police say ran into a group of recruits on a training run in suburban L.A. last week, simply fell asleep at the wheel and then veered into them. That from his attorney, Alexandra Kazarian, who tells a Los Angeles TV station an in-depth investigation will confirm that Gutierrez is a hard-working young man who holds no animosity towards law enforcement.
Fox's Jack Callahan. Gutierrez was initially charged, then released. No charges so far in Hingham, Massachusetts, where an SUV crashed into an Apple store, killing one person, injuring 16 others. The driver stated at the scene was interviewed by police. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A lot of Ukraine could be in the dark for a while. People there are being warned rolling blackouts could continue through March after Russian attacks on power infrastructure damaging more than half of Ukraine's energy facilities. Now, Russia's war has gone on for nearly 9 months, and the war crimes cases are mounting.
The U.S. is collecting reports of physical and psychological abuse of Ukrainian civilians, in addition to what is described as summary executions.
With their hands bound, we have bodies that show signs of torture.
Beth Van Schaak is the U.S. ambassador at large for global criminal justice.
These atrocities are not the acts of rogue units or individuals. Rather, they're part of a deeply disturbing pattern of reports of abuse across all areas where we're seeing Russia's forces engaged.
The U.S. is helping the International Criminal Court and Ukraine's prosecutor general for potential war crimes trials. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising modestly the day after declines. The Dow fell 45 points. The Nasdaq dropped 121. On Monday Night Football, a blowout. The San Francisco 49ers beat the Arizona Cardinals 38-10. At soccer's World Cup, Team USA fit to be tied. In our opening game, a 1-1 draw versus Wales.
The young American team came out of the gates aggressively in their opening match, scoring the first goal of the game at the 36-minute mark in the first half.
Pulisic on the run. Pulisic has Weah. Pulisic rolls it in. Tim Weah!
That's how it sounded on Fox Sports. Wales came back strong in the second half, forcing the U.S. to defend for long stretches and eventually drawing a foul from American Walker Zimmerman in the penalty area. The ensuing spot kick beat American goalie Matt Turner and forced the draw. Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
The U.S. plays England Friday, then Iran next Tuesday. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.